And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It is my privilege to be joining you today. Last week's show was Roadblocks to Financial Freedom, and today I'm going to continue that list. I didn't get to everything I wanted to. And if you want to find last week's show, easy way to do it is the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, or the podcast app. It'll be a Monday show. You can always find my shows dated on Mondays. If you're on the website, a pro tip, you can scroll all the way to the bottom and type in roadblocks. It should pop up. If you want to hear my shows or Andy Webb's show or Al Gordon's show or Del Walmsley's show specifically, just type their name in the bottom and then it'll bring those shows forward. It's a quick, easy search. But I shared several reasons why people will never change their investing habits to a method that provides passive income and continued wealth growth. And I didn't get to all of them. I've got some more, so stick with me and I'm going to get to those. And all of those roadblocks were developed by me. I didn't go download some random list off the internet. I wrote those roadblocks based on my real life experiences. You see, on one side, I was a corporate guy and I believe the 401k was the end all be all to a decent retirement, a dignified retirement. I had a great salary. I had a good life. I didn't have any time. And now I get to reflect with experiences on the other side, right? As somebody who was able to break away and create wealth and passive income through real estate, effective real estate investing that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited. But for 20 plus years, I was following what they teach us. I was sacrificing life for my job. Why? For the false promise of a future that when I'm old and retired, I'll have a massive pile of accumulated wealth, and finally, I'll be able to do all the things I missed out on the previous 40 years. And when I look back on that, from the other side, from this side, freedom, a too common net worth that gets larger every year with ongoing and growing passive income, I realize I made a bad deal, but it's the same for everybody. The system, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job, start a retirement plan, feed the plan for 40 to 50 years, and then, and only then, will you get to live, right? You get to live the lifestyle that we talk about. That's the trade. You know what the trade is in a nutshell? I'll spell it out for you. You give me 40 years, and sometimes 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week, you will work. You will have little time with your family, even less time to engage in activities of interest. You live under a blanket of constant financial stress. You will struggle to balance life and work, and maybe I will make you an old millionaire. And I bought into the trade. That sounds harsh, but that's the plan. Is that a good deal? No, but it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I started to question the system. I'm a natural rebel. I'm a redhead after all. Save the gingers. But I began to break away from the system after questioning the system. And it wasn't until I discovered the absolute wealth creation of real estate investing that I finally found a map to financial freedom via the education at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a history guy, right? So let's think about the seven cities of Cibola, right? The mythical seven cities of gold. That's what led the Spanish to essentially explore the southwest of North America, right? That was Coronado. Coronado wasn't doing it because he was interested in seeing the southwest part of the United States. He was doing it because of his search for the seven cities of gold. He explored California, New Mexico, Arizona, the Grand Canyon, the Rio Grande. I can only imagine the hell those guys went through. And when I think about my search for a better life and financial freedom, I know I had the same desires as those Spanish conquistadors. But friends, Coronado never found seven cities of gold. But I discovered a method and a means to financial freedom. Thank you, Lifestyles Unlimited. Coronado, was he brave or was he foolhardy? Was I brave for leaving the corporate world and conventional system of work and feeding the retirement plan to instead pursue real estate investing to create cash flow and wealth? Or was I foolhardy? Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask fellow real estate investors that personally discovered metaphorically the seven cities of gold, they'll say, "Welcome to the club. We're happy to have you. What took you so long?" But if you ask my friends, my family, my neighbors, people closest to me, they'll go, "He's foolhardy." Some of them think I'm crazy. Many think I've squandered the future for my wife and I, even as I'm backing out of the driveway to go to the airport to take some awesome vacation, even after a decade plus of financial success. But you see, that's how the system's designed, my friends. Those that don't follow the conventional wisdom plan, the system, are considered foolhardy. But I shared several reasons why people will never change their investing habits to a method that provides passive income and continued wealth growth. Last week, I got through eight of them. And just for review, those are the middle class paradigm, good life, lifestyle creep, fear, debt aversion, the 401k and the IRA, selfishness, and no time. Continuing that list, the next one on the list is the paid for home. The paid for home does not make you wealthier. What is the difference between a $300,000 paid off home, right? No balance whatsoever, or $300,000 in the bank when we're talking about your net worth? There is no difference. I'm not advising to put $300,000 in the bank, but I'm just trying to make an example. There's no difference, right? I own a $300,000 paid for home, or I have $300,000 in the bank. You're still worth $300,000. Too many people focus on paying off the home before they focus on creating financial freedom and creating lifelong passive income. Let's take an example of worker A and worker B. Worker A earns $80,000 a year. Worker A takes all of their extra money and pays off the personal home over 20 years. Worker B also makes $80,000 a year, but over 20 years, Worker B takes his extra money and instead of paying off the home, he invests in real estate. And I'm going to go slow here, but let's say over 20 years, Worker B creates an additional $50,000 per year in passive income. Net earnings for Worker B are $130,000 a year. Who is better off after 20 years, Worker A with the paid off home or Worker B who will always have $50,000 per year of passive income? And if he or she are doing it the way we teach, that's always going to grow, right? You're going to continue to reinvest and grow that cash flow snowball. Also, how much did your paid off home pay you last month? Did you get a check from your paid off home? Did your paid off home go, "Hey, Joey, I know it's a tough month. I know that you had to fix the transmission on your truck. Here's an extra $2,000. No, your paid off home, you still have to pay for it, right? The requirements are ongoing monthly to take care of your home, to pay what you need to pay to own your home. Your personal home is not an asset. That's where Robert Kiyosaki and I align. Your personal home is a debit, and personal homes have no cash flow. So it's a roadblock. Next roadblock. This is a good one. "Well, I'm too old to start investing in real estate." That's a major roadblock with a lot of people. What does too old mean? Is 50 too old? Is 60 too old? 70? 80? I don't understand. I don't understand this one. Is there an age when extra passive income monthly or quarterly is not warranted or needed? Did you just reach an age and you go, "Nope, I don't need any extra money"? I've met investors from age 19 to well over 80 years old, real estate investors. Why would you not continue to create passive income? No one has been able to answer that question for me, especially like, let's say you're 75 and you have family and you would like to leave them something, or you want to leave a legacy to a charity or what have you. Why wouldn't you give somebody a real estate portfolio that has passive income to boot when you pass? So too old to start. I do not understand. You're never too old to create additional wealth and passive income, right? We can always use a few more dollars each and every month. And when you're too old, often you have more age than you have money, right? We don't know how old people are living to be 100 more than ever before easily. So you're never too old to start. That's But it's a roadblock. So a lot of people will go, I'm too old. I just can't do it. It's easy. You're never too old. Next roadblock, toys. This is a good category. And it starts when you're young, right? I can remember as a high school kid, you'd get a cool magazine and you'd tear a picture out of a classic car and pin it to your wall. So it starts when you're young. But also, what's the first thing a young person does when they finish college or when they land the job with decent income? What is number one? First thing they do is go finance a new car or a new truck. Financing a new vehicle at a young age. Hey, I did it, okay? I did it so I can talk about it. I did it many, many times. But financing a new vehicle at a young age is one of the greatest deterrents to financial freedom in this nation. And just in case you're wondering, college debt is the next greatest deterrent. But yeah, you finance that new vehicle, and now instead of having that additional $400, $500, $600, I know people are financing at $800 a month, which blows my mind, but that's $800 a month you could be setting aside to go buy that first rental property. It's a massive, massive deterrent. Jet skis, motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles. There's nothing cooler than a Ranger Polaris Crew 900. Those are awesome. They're also very expensive. Boats. Boats are a big one. How about the F-250 King Ranch Platinum with a $10,000 lift kit, new wheels and tires that you financed? And I'm not saying anything's wrong with these items. I think you can tell I'm a fan. I'm just experienced enough and understand the sacrifice and discipline it takes to create financial freedom. So what I'm really getting to is there's an order. There's a logic of progression. Imagine a flow chart, right? It's a three-step flow chart, and the title of the flow chart says, three steps to go buy toys, trucks, boats, lake houses, the 1966 Chevelle, whatever. Listen closely. At this point, Dave Ramsey and I are on the same page. You've got the flow chart. I want you to remember, toys are depreciating assets, and a financed toy is a hindrance to wealth creation. Question one, am I going into debt to buy the toy? Yes or no? If no, proceed to the next step. If yes, it kicks you out and it says stop. Step two, am I financially free? Yes or no? If no, stop. If yes, proceed to the third question. The third question is my wealth sufficient enough to provide lifelong income for the rest of my life that will cover all financial obligations, obligations expected and unexpected, and provide a legacy for those I care about? Yes or no? If yes, go buy whatever the heck you want and enjoy the heck out of it. That's awesome. But this is a temporary decision. Remember, there's a logic and an order. And I was this guy. I had the golf cart, the moped, the new cars, snow skis, almost bought a jet ski. And then I got smart.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions or comments, I'll throw my email out one more time. It's askmike@luinc.com. I'm continuing my roadblocks to financial freedom list, going through those. If you missed the earlier segments, you want to pick us up and go catch those. But the next one on the list is, my home will appreciate in the future. So this is the person viewing their personal home as the investment. And this is different from the paid for home. This is based on the mindset of speculation and future value, right? We'll downsize when we're older, right? They're thinking they can cash out and live off the difference. They're thinking that their home is always going to go up in value, always, always, always. And so they're seeing it really as that's their investment, right? My home's going to be worth so much more 30 years from now, 40 years from now, and it probably will, maybe, but there's some considerations you need to make. These expensive homes are eating people alive, right? Many people buy homes for more value than they should, and two primary reasons come to mind. One, they want to impart a standard of who they are to their friends and family, and the other is what I'm talking about, speculation of future value. But homes becoming a reflection of who people are is really a sad statement of society. People need to get past this. In fact, today it's cheaper to rent than to own. But don't bet on appreciation. And don't fall for the myth that when you're older, you're going to live on less, right? A lot of this goes into, well, I'll sell it. My life will be much cheaper and I'll make a ton of money when I sell it, right? In the future. Maybe. How did those home sales go for people from 2008 to 2010? There are people today that are selling their homes that they purchased in 2021 for less than they purchased them for. It's out there. Why are they selling them? Because they have to. Life often rears an ugly side that forces people to sell prematurely. Illness, they lose their job, maybe they get transferred, divorce, death, or they have an ARM mortgage, adjustable rate mortgage that is resetting from 3% to 7%. But banking on future home value is nothing short of speculation. Yes, we make money off of appreciation. It's one of the five ways that we make money in real estate. But we will also tell you that is the worst reason to buy a home. Don't just buy a home for appreciation. In your personal home, it's a gamble, right? So you're just banking on that as some sort of investment. I'd rather you be taking that money. Don't buy the most expensive home that you can barely afford. I'd rather you be taking that money and investing it in creating wealth and passive income. Next roadblock, hesitation. This is more common than you may imagine, and I run into it often. And I'm speaking to the people that know real estate is the most resilient asset class in the world. I'm speaking to those that know we have an extreme shortage of housing. As far as assets go, an oversupply of workforce housing does not exist. I'm speaking to people that have money to invest. I'm speaking to people that still feed their 401k, even though the 401k will not make them rich. I'm speaking to people that struggle to pay bills monthly that know that additional rental income monthly will help them. I'm speaking to people that know successful real estate investors personally. I'm speaking to people that understand the advantages of real estate as an investment versus other quote-unquote investments. And yeah, I'm looking at you, stock market. Yet, you are the people that remain hesitant to take action. I meet you all the time. I read your emails. I shake your hands or give you a hug. Yet, still, you haven't done anything. You're sitting idle. Friends, your financial situation, your financial condition is not going to fix itself. You have to be the change agent. And all I can say to you is get off the bench and get in the game. We're here to help. That's why Lifestyles Unlimited exists. We're an education and mentoring group. I learned effective real estate investing education from Lifestyles, and it changed my life. So all I can say is for those of you that are hesitating, stop it. There's no reason why you should. You understand how powerful real estate is, yet you still haven't taken action. And there's, you know who I'm talking about. You hear me now. I'm talking to you because you've been thinking or talking about buying cash flowing real estate for years upon years, and you've never done it. I'll leave you with this. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others won't do. So the roadblocks to financial freedom are the middle class paradigm, good life, lifestyle creep, fear, debt aversion, the 401k, the IRA, selfishness, no time, paid for home, too old to start, toys, the belief that your personal home will appreciate in the future, and hesitation. All right, let's change gears a little bit. We just completed our 2024 Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Irving, Texas. It was fantastic. I want you to save the dates for next year. That's May 7 through May 10. You need to get it on the calendar now. We had a great time. We networked. We visited with people from all over the country. We met all sorts of investors, single family home investors, people that own their own apartment complexes. I had my buddy from Virginia. I know you're listening to me out there, Don. It was good to see him again. Don quietly, he owns almost 200 houses. Can you imagine? And he started many, many years ago. But how powerful is that? It's absolutely incredible. So we had a great time. And if you didn't make it to this year's expo, I'm just telling you, make plans right now, May 7th through May 10th, right here in Dallas, Fort Worth at the Irving Convention Center. There's hotels all around, and come see us and meet us. But make those plans now. Wealth building is a series of steps. Paychecks come and go, but passive income never leaves. Passive income is that stray dog that you decide to feed one day. Right? What happens when you feed a stray dog? My father told me this. We'd have stray dogs occasionally that we had some land out in the country. They'd show up and I told Dad, hey, I want to feed it. And my father would say, well, if you decide to feed it today, it means we're keeping it because he's not leaving. It's cruel. So we accumulated some dogs. It was a lot of fun, but that's how passive income is. Once you get it and you reinforce it and you maintain it, it's never going to leave you and you're only going to get more and more the way we teach it, effective real estate investing. We have three basic rules that outline how we invest in real estate. Rule one, never lose money. Rule two, must cash flow. It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. Rule three, can't get rich slow. Let's go back to rule one, never lose money. That a lot of people hear that and they go, it's impossible to invest and never lose money. If you do it right and effectively, the manner we teach it, you're never going to lose money investing in real estate. Again, must cash flow. I talked about it earlier. Go back. You can hear it when I'm talking about the houses. People think their houses are an investment. And I always return with, well, how much did your house pay you? People think their 401k is an investment. And I say, how much did your 401k pay you last month? Nothing. You're feeding both of those. Those are not investments. And then can't get rich slow. I think most people try to understand that. But what we're talking about when we say you can't get rich slow is that the 401k plan is a promise of wealth, but it's a 40 or 50 year promise to wealth. I want to talk about the cash flow snowball and what that is. And it's a method of investing. It's a method of wealth building. And the most basic before you get to the cash flow snowball is to understand what we call chunking. Okay, chunking, yeah, C-H-U-N-K-I-N-G. What is chunking? It's the understanding that one small rental home is not going to retire you. And let's say your cash flow after you pay PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and after that, any remainder, right, you're charging more rent than you're paying out, the remainder, that additional little chunk, right, that little piece will pay that $250, right? Let's say one house pays your electric bill. I want you to understand the series. Don't get caught up in the bills. So you get that first house, you got $250 extra that pays your electric bill, right? Or maybe it's $400, how the cost of utilities are going up. The second house pays your water or your gas. The third house pays for your groceries, right? It provides enough income that you're using for groceries. The fourth and fifth house may pay your car note. And by the way, pay that dang car note. Don't buy another one, at least until you have achieved a sufficient amount of passive income, decent passive income. In fact, I'd prefer that you don't buy another car until you've really excelled. Pay it off and use the money that you were normally using to pay your fee each and every month for the car to go invest in real estate assets, right? Or to use toward other debts or financial obligations. The sixth house pays for your insurance. Do you get my drift? That's chunking at a basic level, right? It's baby steps. Don't be overwhelmed. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Set a goal. Say, tell yourself, I'm going to buy my first rental property in the next 90 days. Now get educated. That's our part. Don't just wing it. I tried that once. It was ineffective. Go get educated, build your team, but set that goal. Say, in the next 90 days, I'm going to purchase my first rental property. Do it. And after that first one, the first one's your hardest. After that first one, you're really going to see just how easy it was. And then immediately set that goal to buy the second property. and so on. And then you can use that cash flow chunks, right? You're taking small chunks out of your financial obligations each and every month. Now, let's take it up a level. Let's create what we call a cash flow snowball. And like I said, I just taught this class at Expo, and I'll probably be teaching it in 2025. No promises. We haven't put the classes together. And I've done some radio shows on the snowball. You can always look those up on the website. But this is the understanding that you're on a mission to create a substantial net worth. You don't need the cash flow at this time to pay the bills. You're on a mission, and you're willing to work on real estate investing for the next 3 years, the next 5 years, the next 8 years, maybe 10 years. But there's the understanding that when you come out on the other side, the world for you will be different. You will be a millionaire. You will be financially free. Life will be different for you as it is for the caterpillar and the butterfly, right? You're going to go into this mission and create that cash flow snowball, and it will change your life. And you also have, you need a nice amount to get started, right? Let's start with a 3-home portfolio. Let's say you have $150,000. And again, you're willing to engage and build that cash flow snowball. You have money coming in, I guess, from a W-2 job, and you can cover your bills. So we're going to use that cash flow that I mentioned in the chunking side that people are using to pay their bills. You're going to set that aside, okay? You're going to set that aside, and you're going to add additional savings, right? Remember, we're on a mission, so your part is sacrifice and discipline. And I want you to set aside, let's just say, 15% of what you make, right? That's going to be your savings. If you can set aside more, it just means you're going to be able to build that cash flow much quicker. You do your part, and the real estate assets will do their part. But the cash flow snowball is about a commitment, and it's about a life change. It's about deferring and reinvesting that rental income to reach a specific target. And that specific target may be a net worth target. It may be a passive income target. That part doesn't matter. The part that you do have a specific target does matter. Now, wealth is, you have to understand what wealth is. It's not money in the bank. Wealth can be viewed as commodities. What do I mean by that? Well, what is a rental property? A rental property is nothing more than an assembly of commodities on a piece of land, right? It's sticks, bricks, copper, sheetrock, countertops, shingles, and labor. It's an assembly of commodities. And the bank sees it that way, right? When I bring my personal financial statement to the bank, they don't ask. Well, they do ask. They want to see what's in your checking account and your savings account, but they also want to see the value of the properties that you own. They don't care that there's a mortgage on there. They're looking at the equity, right? And it goes toward the bottom line of my net worth. If you don't have a personal financial statement, you need to create one. You can download a simple form, find out what you're worth, right? If you don't, you can't set a target if you don't know what you're worth, okay? So you need to find out what you're worth. So a brief synopsis of the cash flow snowball. Call it a 40,000 foot flyover. Again, it's an hour long class, and I've done several shows on it. If you want to catch the long show, obviously the website or the podcast app, you can find it there. Step one, stop funding your IRA or your 401k. Turn it off. That's going to give you the money that you're feeding that to put into the cash flow snowball, right? To set aside to purchase properties and start to purchase property after property after property. So if you're funding your 401k or IRA, I want you to turn it off. I want you to save at least 15% of your income for investment capital. If you can save more than that, it's just going to make it that much quicker. And some of you out there, and we talk about it, I'm not going to talk about it now, but we've cashed out our 401ks and our IRAs, and we've used that as capital. You do that, you got a big chunk of money, this will go very fast for you. But at least turn it off, okay? If you can't get to the point to where you want to cash it out, I understand that will hit you later. Once you get going as a real estate investor, you're going to go, real estate investing is much better than my IRA or 401k. But just something to think about down the road. All right, you need to be educated and understand how to properly purchase rental real estate, cash flowing rental real estate, and buy a small 3 portfolio. Go buy 3 small rental properties the way we teach it, right? Save your cash flow and add it to your savings, right? Again, you're saving at least 15% monthly. You've got the 3 houses, and the first 2 years are going to go by, and your wealth building It's happening in the background, but it's boring. You've gone 2 years and you only have three houses, but you're setting aside the cash flow and the savings. In year three, you can go ahead and buy home number four with the savings and the cash flow. In year five, you can buy the fifth home. By the time you get to year six, following my plan, you can buy another. In fact, the cash flow and your savings is enough combined to buy a home each and every year after year six. And again, I'm going very slow. But in year six, you have first world problems. You have options. You can refi, you can sell, and you can go take a 4-6 home portfolio and quickly turn it into a 10 home portfolio because you have so much equity in your cash flow snowball. So by year six, using the five ways we make money, your total net worth will grow over $100,000 annually. Again, I teach this class. It's life-changing. But what I just described is a very slow method. What I teach is a very slow method. Me personally, I bought 11 houses in 3 years. I'm going to have a lady. She's agreed to come on the show. I haven't set a date. She purchased 10 houses in 2 years. So she went really quick. It took me three to get to 11. But keep following my show, and we'll have her on future date coming up soon. Now, how do I know when my investment will double, right? If I'm tracking it, how do I know? There's a rule of 72, and you find out what your investment is earning, and you divide it into 72. So if you realize that your real estate is earning 25% on an annualized basis, you divide that into 72, and it will double within 3 years. Now, I'm only saying that for your tracking ability, but you can see using real estate investing, and it's not hard to make an annualized 25%. We make 100% return in single family properties in year one that we're purchasing now. So again, I'm being very conservative, but you can see a real estate portfolio, you can double your net worth in real estate every 3 to 4 years. I see it all the time, but keep investing, do your homework. Do the investment properly, get fixed rate financing, don't speculate, don't gamble, maintain the Lifestyles Unlimited model, take the long approach. Remember, it's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. Follow that best product, best price, and keep going and compounding. And friends, you'll change your life in a very short time. I want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.